Welcome to the second hour of the show. It is Tobin and Leroy. Vlad coming in there with Rock You Like a Hurricane because, of course, we are on the cusp of revenge. Tomorrow, coverage begins.
Man, like, see, this is why, Vlad.
3 p.m.
No matter how positive, no matter how much I speak highly of the Canes and what they've done, somebody bring up some dumb stuff.
Revenge.
You bringing up stuff where most of the guys on the team weren't even alive.
That's it's not about my business, right? Leroy.
It's not my business.
See, this is and this is where I got to side on the other side sometimes, Leroy. I am all with you about being right, giving an objective, fair, and balanced side of the argument. But you weren't there.
Yes, I was.
You were in Fiesta Bowl? You were in Arizona that day?
No, I wasn't in Arizona.
Oh, I was there.
I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
I saw it play out. And
if
I,
you're a
and not even a Canes fan, I was like, what the hell is going on?
So, therefore, that hurts. It's going to hurt. I don't care. I'll be 73.
Yep.
I'm still going to be thinking about that.
I got you.
So, that's why Canes fans. Listen.
What I'm saying is.
Let me ask you this. You think.
To the current day players.
Like, you think Brown fans were alive when you left? Right when you when Cleveland left,
no,
I'm talking about when Cleveland left the first time, right?
Yeah, I was there.
Right,
yeah.
You were there. Right. You understood how it meant for fans, and then when they came back, you saw how it meant. There were fans that weren't born when they left, so they don't know. They didn't know the feeling about getting their franchise back.
So they know they hate Baltimore,
right?
It's kind of a different situation, though. But it's the
feeling. You can't take the feeling. The moment of what a game or a play can do to the fan.
I mean, yeah.
So the mention of Terry Porter, it could be Terry Porter, the former great Portland Trailblazer. To Canes fans, it's going to be Terry Porter, the official.
The official. Correct. Hmm. I know that. Even I know everybody. Hall of Fame, Terry Porter.
Hall of Fame. Hall of Shame.
Yeah. He's an official Hall of Fame. Yeah, he's in
Oklahoma. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they would. They would get this loser in the
Like, they would say that. And you know where I got that from? That thinking?
What?
Bill Belichick.
Of course.
I remember they said, you haven't beaten the Steelers. He said, we haven't beaten the Steelers in X amount of times. Bill goes, I was the coach of the Giants.
See?
And that's probably the disconnect between player and fan, right? And so, like, I understand it, but my whole thing is when none of the parties that were involved in that or in the current game, how does it?
You're right. Aaron Judge was probably like 3 years old when Jason Veritek and Alex Rodriguez got into it. It doesn't matter. The minute you put on the uniform, you are part of the rivalry. Okay?
The Kings. Though? They only play like one time.
It was for a national championship. We don't like them. They don't like us. Rivalry.
I have a whole different feeling about Miami-Notre Dame.
Okay, so Miami-Notre Dame, when they kept on showing the Catholics and the convicts, where the players born?
But they've played a bunch of times since then.
Right, Ohio State and Miami's played a couple more times after that.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Miami played one time in Columbus, right?
Yeah, they beat.
I remember that one.
I think
the last two times
they split. Each team has had a victory, but it still doesn't matter. When both teams now and the stakes are this high, you can
over under on the national broadcast.
Of what?
How many times they show? Back to that.
When are you talking about the game? Or are you talking about from pregame and
just
the game?
Just the game and where it all.
Oh, if you're talking about the game, they'll show it at least four times. If you're talking about pregame and the game, 10 times.
Okay. All right. Over under. I'll take the under.
Because every hour they'll probably like every hour when they you know reset they'll just show.
I will take the under. Because yeah. I look at it. I come from a different, you know, view. So I would say under. I would say if you got to go back to that, then this game is not that exciting. No, and I think this game offers a boatload of excitement.
But when you have a game, you know, it does. No, but listen, Leroy, you're always going to go back to the game.
Yeah.
You're always going to go back to game. Like, for example, if Alabama faces Georgia again in the national championship or in the semi, like whatever, guess what they're going to replay back? Tua came in for Jalen Hurts.
Right. Oh, that's recent, though.
But they're going to say, hey, these two teams face each other in the national title game.
That's not 25 years ago.
It don't matter. How many times they show Wide Right?
They didn't show
When both teams are good.
They showed a couple.
Leroy, that's the way to get the fringe fans to understand why the rivalry is the way it is. How many times are they going to show Michigan versus Ohio State? How many times are you going to hear about the 10-year when you guys didn't win?
10-year war.
Yeah. How many times are you going to have to hear that? These guys weren't even a gleam in their daddy's eyes, but they got to hear that all the time.
I'm going to say this. I didn't care about Ohio State or Michigan when they were talking about that 10-year war. I was what? 2?
Oh, exactly. But when they
broke. Right. No, I got you. But like, Vlad, I'm not even like, I get it. But the problem is that I'm like, I want to talk about what's going on now. And so. Somebody said, "Don't poo-poo it, Leroy."
Sounds like you're playing defense here, Leroy.
I'm really not. I'm trying to understand. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to wrap my head around it and understand where people are coming from, and it's just a hard thing for me to do. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm more interested in what happened the last 2 months. Then what happened 25 years ago?
That's not real pain for you then, Leroy. It's real pain for me. Robbed. Right. Absolutely robbed. But we have an opportunity to make good tomorrow. Coverage begins right here at 3 p.m. with Countdown to Kickoff. And this, for me, kind of works out perfectly. Could work out perfectly. But 7:30 p.m. Actually, I need advice, guys. Damn, I just realized this. 7:30 p.m., the game starts. And let's say it ends, what do we think, about 10:30?
No.
11?
11:30.
11, because they're going to slow roll it. You know they're going to have probably a special guest at halftime. Probably the halftime's going to be extra long.
And it's on ABC, so they're probably going to want it to lead into Ryan Seacrest's rocking New Year's Eve party
true,
or whatever.
Man. That's true. That's a good point. Okay, so Leroy. We're going to make this quick because I know you have a Cleveland hit, but I have an opportunity to make it to the national championship game and have a potential, if the Miami Hurricanes successfully beat Ohio State and whoever may after, to watch them, you know, kind of host a national championship at home. Now, my problem is it happens to be on January 19th. A day that I had agreed to go to a wedding.
Who gets married on a Monday?
People were trying to save some money.
Who gets married on Martin Luther King's birthday?
Ooh.
It's messed up. It is messed up. A lot of things are thrown into question here, Leroy. This is first cousin, by the way. I'm not in the wedding. I'm not one of the, you know, guys. But
how close is the person?
Man, so I wouldn't.
If you got to explain it, you had already made up your mind.
Love him to death. But it's not necessarily that I want to go because I love him so much. It's more like I know I'm going to hear it if I don't. That's really what it's come down to.
Hey, sometimes in life, Marcos, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You got to do things and deal with the consequences.
Nah, fam. Just say you got work.
Just live.
Just say you got work. Say that you can't get out of work. That's it. They got you. They need you to cover the canes.
Now, how much does that cost me?
What do you mean?
Because I've already, listen, I understand how the game goes. I RSVP'd to that wedding. I know all these plates aren't free. So I got to pay for my plate at the very least, right?
You can pay for the plate.
But I got to pay for my plate, potentially my wife's plate.
Typo's plate's not. You don't have to pay.
No, he's no kids. No kids allowed. Yeah, no kids allowed. Right, so yeah. They paid for the
plate. So why don't you call and cancel it and say I got to work, and then you can get out of that.
And like I'm saying, it's going to cost me some money because I got to pay for two plates and a wedding gift. And I'm sorry, wedding gift. Not like I attended and here's a toaster. I last second backed out.
Now so you're
I
putting that guilt on yourself, Ricky
Bobby.
You're
putting too much guilt on yourself.
You put way too much heat on yourself.
This is good news. This is good news that I need to hear. You know, these are things I need to hear.
If the Canes win,
yeah,
how sad would you be missing out on a Canes celebration?
See, it's what we talk about.
Well,
once
and
in
this
a
is all because there's two more victories that have to happen for this to even come.
Well,
to
no,
play.
No, right. So yeah,
but we're getting closer and closer because then now.
So
it's January
what I
would have
did was wait. What I would have did was.
Do I put them on notice?
No. What I would have did was I wouldn't have said nothing until the situation actually presents itself. You causing yourself a whole bunch of headaches. Yeah. And you don't even know what the outcome's going to be. You're talking about two victories from now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to buy your plane ticket early, don't you? You know,
not, oh, not it's not even here?
No. I'm saying in general. Like, I'm saying, like, let's say
no,
you
want to
attend the Super Bowl.
But it's here.
Yeah.
Why are you making up? It's here.
No, not. I'm not. I'm saying, okay, I'm saying you have to plan ahead. You know, essentially, if you know the championship's going to be there.
Is the wedding here?
The wedding's in Orlando. YouTuber.
So what?
Karen said, if he got married, he lost his freedom on MLK Day. Ironic.
Hey, listen, he got that nearly freedom from the discount he's getting by doing it on a Monday.
All right. That is crazy.
That is crazy.
Like,
for sure.
On Monday, Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah. And he's not a sports fan, too, so I can't even be like,
understand? So you can't even be like, yo, you getting married on the day the Canes?
Yeah, like,
you can't do that.
So, Marcos, let's break this down.
Yeah.
What is going to be served at this wedding? Because if he getting married on Monday, y'all might be having spaghetti.
Nah, Sunday leftovers.
That's fair. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to look at the menu. I usually just look to see if there's an open bar. That is usually what I look at. But
is it open bar?
Yes, it is.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we have open bar, and I was good to go there. As far as the menu options, I think we had to pick something, but it's probably like rice and chicken or something like that. But
chicken or steak?
Nah, it won't be steak. Remember, this is a Monday wedding we're talking about. This
may be,
that's
budget,
what I'm
bro.
Saying.
This
so,
may be Kraft
so,
mac and cheese.
So if you giving up $100 a plate, that's too much.
That's too much, right? Too much? Okay.
Why don't you just get him a nice, nice gift?
Just get him a gift.
Nice, nice. How much is a nice, nice gift?
I don't know. Get him what you're in a relationship. What do you think a wedding couple needs?
First of all, it goes like this.
What do you think a couple needs when they get
this?
When
is
they get
this
married?
A friend of your wife?
Candles.
Or is this a friend, your
candles?
Friend?
No, this is my cousin. This person.
Oh, cousin.
Yeah, this is my first cousin. Yeah.
Oh, first cousin. Y'all were close?
No, that's what I mean.
Y'all didn't, like, they didn't give you baths Blatt. Together? Like, Blatt. It wasn't like that? No. There's no pictures of you guys?
Nope. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not like that. It's more of like.
Smith said Monday wedding is catered by Texas Roadhouse.
I'll take that. I'll take a little Texas Roadhouse.
That would be good.
Point. For you, yeah. Look, YouTuber.
I guess I just gotta sit and wait. First things first.
Yes,
take
first
care
things
business.
First.
I mean, yeah, but if they win, when they win tomorrow, you might want to start.
I gotta start planning.
You gotta start planning.
You gotta start thinking about it.
Yeah, because they win tomorrow. Yeah. Now you got 18 more days.
There you go, silly sausage. Right, task at hand.
Task at hand. Task at
you
hand.
Worried about stuff 4 steps out of the way.
Silly sausage. Right.
Wouldn't even been a discussion right now for me.
All right.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. We ain't there yet.
That's the advice then. We will cross that bridge when
we get
there.
See, here's the thing, though. Because it's his family, that's why he has to bear that, you know, the burden.
I, and again,
if it was, like, his wife's cousin, And they're like, nah, oh, we
no, would. Oh, he would have the wrath of his wife. That's
but he'd rather take the wrath of his wife for a King's championship.
No, you can't make it, bro. I can't make it. You know, baby. Yeah, I love your cousin. I really do love your cousin. It's great. God bless her. I'll send her a gift.
But wait, you probably be able to go. You might be able to go.
I don't like your attitude, Leroy.
I'm just saying you putting out a whole lot of unnecessary stress for something that haven't even worried about things that you need to worry about. Right now, that ain't an issue.
You sure they still getting married?
Hey, listen, and they better be married for life.
You sure they're married? You know what? Ask them right now. Did they go to the court?
Dude.
I'm going to tell them, hey, if y'all love each other.
No. Ask her if she went to the court to like officially get married. Like,
ask them.
Because if they go to the court, they're not married.
You know
yet.
What? They might not know a Big Spoon.
That's true.
Or a Mima.
You know what I'll do? I'll tell them, hey, listen, y'all love each other, exchange phones right now. Maybe I can just go ahead and that'll solve my problem.
Yeah, man. Until it's official, you ain't got to give them a, you know. Or you don't have to RSVP yet. Or did you?
Yeah, it ain't $100. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. It ain't $100 a plate.
Yeah.
If it's on Monday.
For some arroz con pollo.
So if I send my check.
Don't send nothing yet.
They're going to ask for more money.
Don't send nothing yet.
What are they going to do with $47? All right. Task at hand. I will wait for the Miami Hurricanes to take care of business. And task at hand here, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up with day today to find out what actual birthdays we're going to celebrate. And Leroy is going to take a quick second to discuss Cleveland football. We'll be all back together by noon. Much more coming up on the Tobin and Leroy Show.